not really familiar with global interaction or what's happening.
If that's something that's just not really, that's fine. Okay, so I'll touch on a couple of things just to give you a little bit more context. But for the majority, I hope this is an update. I intend speaking about 15-20 minutes, and then we're going to break into small groups again and pray in small groups for about 20 minutes up to 1 o'clock, and we'll finish at 1 sharp so parents can get kids and we can all get to lunch at 1:15. Can I just start? I will touch again, I'll come back to the prayer bit. Liesl's coordinating prayer worldwide. Some of you will be linked in on as prayer beacons, prayer groups that are specifically praying. There is an opportunity, and we'd love you to join us, if you feel up to it, to pray for an hour, either midday for an hour or 1 o'clock, 1300 hours for an hour during the actual event. And what that will generate worldwide is 24/7 prayer. We're encouraging the prayer beacons worldwide to do that. And if you're able to join us just for the 1 hour, or two if you're feeling, if you're able to, that would be fantastic. Then we would love to get your email, and we can email at least daily updates, if not more frequent, and during the actual event. And those will come from Liesl and the team from South Africa, and you will be informed. So I'm going to pass that round, and if you can just sign up, that would be super. The other thing I'd really like to draw your attention to, and maybe I'll pass around as well with it, and if this can follow that, because that should be relatively short, is many of you will be aware that Amanda's been very ill, pretty much of this year, to be honest, and hence isn't here this weekend, which she would normally be and would love to be. We've got a little book here, Messages for Amanda, and I know it would bless her socks off if you could just write a couple of lines and sign it and just say we're thinking of you and praying for you. So I'll pass both those around. Please don't tie them together necessarily. If you want to sort of write a short essay to Amanda, then hang on to it and write it, but let the other one go around. Can everybody see behind me? I've turned the lights off. Hopefully that's made it a bit clearer. There's a few pictures and so on. So what I'll do is give you a quick update where we are, and then a bit of a look ahead, and we'll finish with a slide to pray about various things. So this is a bit, if you've been around for a while, this is a bit just to bring you up to speed. And if there are questions at the end, I'll quickly sort of take any sort of general questions applicable to everyone so we can pray knowledgeably. Much to give thanks for. We've seen and achieved so much in the last, this has been running now, really. The decision was made about 4 years ago. Really, the first prayer and plan, I think, was September 2011. Looking for Val because she was there. Around about September 11. So much has happened. In fact, September 10, I think it was. Anyway, so much has happened. And I'm the programme director, as Mark mentioned, so I'm putting together the programme. We now have somewhere in the order, I haven't sat down and counted the individuals, but it's about 35 speakers from literally around the world. The three pictures up there are kind of the plenary speakers. Bishop Henry Arumbi on the right, ex-Archbishop of Kampala in Uganda, a very godly man, spoke at New Wine about 4 or 5 years ago, funnily enough, about Joshua, which is the theme for the whole conference. And so he's coming as our main speaker in the mornings, which is great. The guy in the middle is, and I probably won't quite get this right, but Pastor Dishan Vignar Ramatni, who is the chairman of the Assemblies of God in Sri Lanka. He's the pastor of General Shalal and Dilhani Wirasuriya, who's the president of the AMCF, and I had the privilege of meeting him in June. And he's coming to do an evening talk and some seminars on leaders in the Bible. And you may recognise the guy on the left, who is Paul Cowley, recently MBE, who is set up originally Alpha for Prisons, and out of that came Alpha for Forces. Is Eric here? Eric? Martin? No. We're Alpha International has partnered with us in delivering this and in coming alongside. So they're doing a series of talks about global Alpha training, if you like. We have a wonderful venue. I've got a couple of pictures. I'll come back to that. Partnerships. I've mentioned Alpha. Christian Vision for Men is a UK, now international, ministry reaching out to blokes. We work, AFCU works very closely with them, they're coming out as part of it. Steve Martin, many of you will know, is coming to speak on their behalf, which is very exciting. And another organisation, US-based Precept Ministries, who do inductive Bible study, are also coming in and are part of it. On paper, at least, we're somewhere up around about the 500 plus people who have registered. Probably well over 500. Quite a lot of deregistered, or you know, dropped out because of other commitments or costs or all sorts of reasons. One of the prayer points is the end of this month, 30th September. At least on the website and on paper, is the drop dead date for paying the money. A lot of people have said, I'm coming, I'm self-supporting, but they haven't paid. And the payment date originally was back in August. So we would appreciate your prayers that all those who have committed to coming will commit financially as well as verbally and make it. We have over 100, I think we've just hit 100 countries, but we expect to have over 100 countries represented, which is fantastic. I mentioned prayer beacons. And they're scattered all around the world. We're probably well over 80, maybe higher than that, that we know about. There's many that we don't know about that are reaching one point of contact in a country like America, and then there's prayer beacons, undoubtedly, prayer groups all around America that are praying, and so on. And then in the summer, our summer, in May, I went out for the third warrior training. I've got a few pictures of that. We trained 21 youngsters, and we had 10 who'd done one of the two previous warrior training programs to come alongside. And these are the hosts, these are the small group leaders on which much of the whole global interaction is based. So we're training, and there'll be a legacy of leaders in Southern Africa who are already trained and putting it into practice in their barracks, in the ships, on their bases. But we'll get a pretty intensive time of 6 nights, 5 days of more training. And I'll touch on and come back to the prayer and plan, the fifth one and the final one, which was in Colombo in Sri Lanka at the end of June. So Jubilee Community Church is
could you step to one side?
Sorry, yeah. Thank you. That side, or shall I just step?
Whichever you like, so as we can see the screen.
I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
Just drag this off to one side. How's that? I don't need that. If I stand over here. Is that better?
Yes.
There we are. I thought I was enthusiastic, but Philip takes the biscuit. And he was dancing around so much, you could probably all see the screens behind him. So Jubilee Church is in a place called Observatory. It's about 6 kilometres from the central business district. Don't worry, Mark. Yeah, it's too heavy. In the middle of Cape Town, and there are 2 venues for accommodation as well. One is University of Cape Town, and then there's a couple of hotels. Which are all local. They're all within a few kilometres of Observatory. It's a fantastic venue. Comfortably seats 750 with at least 8 seminar rooms. It's a warehouse. It's modern. It has a medical centre as part of it, as part of the outreach into the community, all sorts of other things. Very vibrant church. So we're hugely privileged and excited about that. I mentioned warrior training. These are some pictures from the last lot of warrior training. Fantastic. Many of these are late teens, early 20s. Again, we had 6 nights, 5 days. We were able to teach them sort of leadership, and you might recognise some of the command tasks. Communications, keeping to time, so general leadership stuff that they can take back into their professional lives, but then setting it in the context of how to do an inductive Bible study, how to be a part conversational prayer. It's something alien to most young South Africans. When they pray, they all pray, and that's it. It's just a babble of noise. And they're very comfortable with that. We're not. If I asked you all to start praying now, there'd be a sort of quiet little hum of noise. But they really get stuck in. But the idea of sitting in a small group and listening to each other is completely novel to them. And hugely threatening, about as threatening as us declaring things and standing up and praying out loud. But the feedback we've had from those we've trained before has been fantastic. Wow, we can join, we can actually say amen and understand, you know, to what they're praying. And lots of other stuff, how to do really basic prayer ministry and administration and finances and all that sort of stuff. But great bunch, and when they get going on their worship, I haven't got the video here, but I think I have on my phone, they really know how to worship. They're dancing and they're doing all sorts of stuff, and it's really exciting and energising. So do remember and pray for the Warriors. We're having a few issues in translating or getting hold of these people that we've trained. We've trained something like 60-odd, but getting them now to sign up, pay up and commit. Bearing in mind many of the young sailors and so on get 12 working days of leave a year, that's it. So to ask for 5 days of that leave is an issue. So do pray for the Warriors. Prayer and plan number 5. Some of you may or may not recognise this test ground, which is next to an old Portuguese fort. We did a lot of this. 3 days we spent in this little room all praying and planning. I have to be honest, of the four that I went to, 2, 3, 4, 5, this was probably the best. It was the best in terms of unity, in terms of decisions made. Rather than just reaching a compromise, we actually pretty much had consensus in most areas. So if you were praying for that, thank you, your prayers were answered. There are still real challenges, as Mark touched on, particularly on Klaas and Linda. This is Klaas Steyn here. They have very little support. They don't have an office like we, ASU even has an office. There is an office, but it's staffed by Klaas and Linda. It's above their garage on their property. And they're really struggling. And as the pressure comes on, so that, you know, they're struggling to communicate and so on. So please do pray for effective communication, that we, the rest of the world, are able to come alongside and support them as best we can, and that it all comes together on the day. I mentioned Pastor Deshan. This is his church, and General Shalal and Dilhani. It was half full. There were about 600. That was the fourth service of the day, about 7 o'clock in the evening. It was lovely being there. Real sense of unity as we worship God. Real challenges. A lot of prayer ministry. A lot of people coming out to the front. People being healed. It was a very exciting place to be and to be part of. So thank you if you prayed for that. We really appreciate it. Do continue to pray for the leadership team, please. For those who haven't heard much about this, let me touch on a couple of slides on what we're trying to achieve. The key, it should probably be in flashing lights or something, but it's the help of the Lord, really, is the fundamental bedrock on which we're trying to move and deliver this whole conference. We want it to be practical, so practical skills. We're trying to inspire and equip participants. These are not people just coming along for a nice little conference in South Africa and having a look around. These are people who are actively going to participate. There are Bible studies as part of the program. They're going to be, you know, encouraged and given every opportunity to get stuck in. And then to go back, because this only happens every 10 years. 10 years ago was in Seoul in South Korea. 10 years before that was in America. We want this to be working out, the effect of this to be working out over the next five to ten years. So establishing, there's still some 50-odd nations, plus or minus a couple, depending how you count a nation, that don't have a military Christian fellowship. But many of the 149, 150 nations, countries that do have an MCF, it's two blokes and a dog. And they're really struggling. So we're hoping to grab a few of these people and bring them in and just encourage them, G them on, equip them, meet them, build friendships. Hence the title's been changed from World Conference to Global Interaction. Build friendships that will last 5, 10, 20 years. And I know people like Anthea and others have been to these conferences in the past. That's the bit that lasts. It's the mentoring, the discipling, the encouraging, the phone calls, the emails and so on, the relationships. And then effectively to go back and change their countries, not just their military Christian fellowships and their militaries. And this is the vision that tries to encapture that. All nations throughout the world, 196 or thereabouts, spiritually transformed, and it's the work of the MCF and militaries and families and so on that will deliver that. Well, it's the Lord ultimately, but it's through us, as we heard this morning, weak people who will go back and make a difference. We have had to stand on this to be strong and very courageous, and I think, not surprisingly, as a planning team, this is an area that God has challenged us and has grown us continues to challenge and encourage us. So Joshua is our theme book, first seven chapters or so, and that's what Bishop Henry Arumbi will be focusing on. But so much of the whole program is designed around that, and I'll give you just a flavour of what the program is. So we kick off at 9 in the morning. A decent chunk of worship. We're getting updates morning and evening from each time from two of the vice presidents. The president I introduced, General Shalal Wirasaria. There are 14 vice presidents who cover the world. So the world is divided up into 14 regions. Each of them will update on where they've been and what their vision is for the future. And they get 8 to 10 minutes, at least on paper. I think the North American VP sent me a 22-slide presentation this week and tried to convince me that he could deliver it in 10 minutes. I said no, 4 slides was his maximum. I'm waiting for his return email. And then after that, we're breaking into these small groups led by warriors, that's where we're going to do a Bible study and look at the passage that Bishop Henry's been preaching on and work out how do we practically apply that to our lives. And then the afternoon, a couple of choices of seminars, worship and teach in the evening with supper, and then people fading away, hopefully relatively early in the evening. Topics, fairly wide-ranging. This is just a flavour of them, primarily looking at leadership, because that's what it's about. But the means to go back and disciple people. So Bible study, prayer, looking specifically at discipleship, mentoring, that sort of idea. What I've termed global interaction, which is different speakers coming from around the world to talk for 8 to 10 minutes on persecution, on sharing your faith, evangelism, on prayer. And we've got lots to learn from each other. The Koreans, for instance, every Thursday have a prayer and plan, and there are four-star general down. They meet at 5 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and they pray from 5 to 11. And in that meeting, they will pray and plan for the week ahead, and for global interaction, and for anything else that comes. But they have a worldwide missionary network. So we've got a lot to learn. They see the re-evangelization of their nation through their military, and their military has 1 million men and women, and they baptize, lead to faith and baptize somewhere getting towards 200,000 every year. If you can get your head around that. I can't quite get my head around that. Their military Christian fellowship, their equivalent of this, they probably have about 12,000 to 15,000 people. It's a scale and we can't even begin to imagine. And the others are obvious, working with chaplains, leading your military Christian fellowship, starting a military Christian fellowship. Koreans are passionate about that. You'll see this on the board that's travelling around, but because of the time zones, if everybody takes an hour, midday to 1 o'clock, is the general recommendation, or 1 till 2, because there's a couple of gaps, like this bit in the middle of the Atlantic, then actually we should have 24/7 prayer going on worldwide, as well as a South African team on site who are going to be there. And they've committed to raising up a team that will pray just either in the venue or around the corner from the venue 24/7 throughout those 5 days as well. There's a serving colonel, Colonel Blessing Umbiazi, who is the president of the South African Military Christian Fellowship. He's also a pastor in his own, a bishop in his own right. He heads up 4 churches. In South Africa, so they're praying as well, so please do be a part of it, and if you can join us for an hour just for those 5 days, that'd be fantastic. So I'll leave this up, but prayer points, I hope you are encouraged if you've been journeying with us for the last 2 or 3 years. There is much that we have praise God for. A lot of finance has been raised, most of it is now committed in one way or another. A lot of scholarships, well over 100 people we're praying for, we're paying for, bearing in mind the average cost for someone to fly to Cape Town and attend the conference is about $2,500 US. But there is much to praise God for. The prayer beacons, you know, that we have this desire around the world to pray between now and the event, but particularly through the event and actually afterwards as well. The planning team, I don't want to go into details, but please do pray for unity and that we hear God and discern it collectively, and that we're all one in Christ Jesus, which is the motto of the Association of Military Christian Fellowships. Good comms. We've yet to have buy-in at the senior South African National Defence Force level or ministerial, and we keep going. We've been praying and trying to have meetings for 2 years, 2.5 years now, and privately they're supportive. Publicly they feel politically constrained not to come out in support, and because they're not doing that, it's not releasing guys. For example, the local commanders can't leave for all these warriors who we're trying to get on board and bring them. So please do pray for General Jabanjili, Andrew Jabanjili, who's the Chaplain General and the Minister of the SANDF at the senior government levels. We need something to break at that level to release the military in South Africa to get stuck in. And if the South Africans do it, all the Southern African nations will take their lead and they'll all jump in. A couple have been really courageous, the Angolans and the Namibians. They're sending pastors, they've sent people on every warrior training and so on, but we need the whole of Southern Africa to get on board. We are still recruiting participants and growing that support team that we need, so pray for that. The funding I've touched on, do pray for leadership. General Shalal as the president of AMCF and Klaas as the director, and Linda is the admin director, and all of us involved who have specific responsibilities, but if you can pray for them particularly, that would be good. And ultimately that, you know, through interacting with each other, we also encounter God, and that those friendships and those relationships are what grow out of this. Because what's unique about this is it's a global event. It's not a European event or a regional event. It's we're all coming together from all around the world. Huge amount of time, energy, resources, finance, people, etc. have gone into it. So we want a lasting kingdom, eternal impact out of this, and that we do have a great global interaction. Are there any questions at all?
Forgive me, Rhett, I blinked. What's CG on your
chaplain
down?
The Chaplain General.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just South African.
South African Chaplain General is the key guy. General Andrew Jabanjili, if you want his name.
Rhett, is there any chance of further participation of guys who reached late? Because you were expecting much.
The reality is yes. I mean, we have a plan, and then we were going to manage the exception. I think the cut-off is slightly early. A number of us feel that sort of quite strongly, and there have been emails just in the last couple of days to that effect. The plan was, or I think currently is, that anybody who hasn't paid, even if they've registered, are going to be deregistered on the 30th of September. That worries me, because it sends the wrong message. It's saying you're not welcome. Actually, we should be doing everything we can to make people feel welcome. And I think that if we do say the cut-off is 30 September, I think there's going to be, I'm praying that there'll be at least a couple of hundred exceptions who turn up at the door, having travelled for 3 days on a bus, and saying, you know, here's my $800 in cash, in hand, I'm here. this is Africa we're talking about. You, Dad, will have a better understanding than most of the African ways. Lastminute.com. And it's military. A lot of us don't know what we're doing, you know, in a few weeks' time. You know, a few people have probably been deployed as we speak. So committing to something that even now is still 2 or 3 months ahead is in South Africa is particularly difficult. So anyway, if you want more information, please come and speak to me. I'd love to talk about this. I hope that gives a flavour of where we've come from in recent months, maybe in the last year, if you were here last year, or at the autumn gathering last year. Just some ideas for prayer. I think there's a yellow sheet and there's probably a couple more ideas on there. But just pray, you know, God's will is done, God's kingdom is going to come. in and through this event. Shall we pray? I think we'll turn the lights on so we don't go to sleep.
What I suggest...